Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Moore Success Team Legal Shield conference call. We've got an absolutely outstanding call lined up for you guys tonight. But before we get started, I would just like to say happy Veterans Day to all the men and women who are serving and have served our country that we live in, that provide us the opportunities that we have because of their sacrifice that we have here in Legal Shield. But get things kicked off tonight, I'd like to go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club Member, six-figure income earner, but most importantly, my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. How are you?
I am, Jeremy, and I will also want to remind everyone that the military recruiting call, talking about Veterans Day, it's still up and available for your use. It's going to be up until at least November the 15th, and it's a great recruiting call. I want to remind everyone the phone number is 832-225-5021. Again, that's 832-225-5021. And it was great seeing so many of our Moore Success Team associates actually in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at last week's Super Saturday. The guest speaker was Moore Success Team Platinum Executive Director, $250,000 ring earner, Mr. Kyle Kimbrell from New Mexico. And he really did a fantastic job. We want to congratulate him for doing such a great job. But before we get to tonight's special guest speaker, I want to again congratulate two of our Moore Success Team associates that won a recent Legal Shield trip of a lifetime to Jamaica. They were actually two of only 37 associates out of the entire company. And first, I want to go right back to Ada, Oklahoma, to $250,000 ring earner Jeremy and Stephanie Moore. We were actually one of those people. Jeremy, are you still on?
I am.
Hey, Jeremy, why don't you tell everyone exactly what it took to win that contest and what a great time you guys had.
It was a phenomenal trip that we had, and it was based on you know, just organizational growth over a several-month time period. And we didn't win it. Our team won it for us, so gracious to all them. But I'll let Stephanie tell you guys about how phenomenal it was. Stephanie, are you there?
Yes. I have to say this was one of the best trips I have been on through Legal Shield. We arrive at a private villa, which we had the privilege of spending some time with Mel Roberson, Katrina Ferguson, a bunch of other people. But we enjoyed spending a whole lot of our time in Jamaica with David and Jean Peterman. We were actually their chauffeur in our private golf cart that we had. But we had a great time. The food was amazing, and it was all expenses paid. And I had already told you we pulled up to our private villa and our private golf cart with our private, our own chef, maid, butler. I mean, everything was just right there at our fingertips. We didn't have to do anything. As a matter of fact, Jeremy and I, we were quite shocked. We had a basket in our room, and we were just putting our dirty clothes in there to keep the room clean, and we go down to the beach, and there was a dolphin cove where you could sit and watch the dolphins swimming around and stuff, and we go back up to the room to change for lunch, and our laundry had already been washed, cold, ironed, and folded and put back in our room. So I was quite spoiled those days we were there, and it was really hard to come back to reality when I do the laundry and the cooking and the cleaning around here. But I have to say it's one of the best trips I've ever been on. I would love to go back, and I would love to have a lot more of the Moore Success Team there to join us.
Jeremy, did you have anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think I could have said it any better than Stephanie just did. It was truly remarkable. It was first class all the way, and even as we were leaving, Legal Shield provided us VIP passes where we got to go speed through customs and check in, and we were in the VIP lounge waiting on our flights with massages and food and all you could eat and drink and everything in a real relaxing environment. We didn't have to sit out in the airport with the regular folks. We had our own VIP lounge that we could relax in, and Stephanie and I both got spa treatments while we were there. It was just, I'm talking about from the moment we left to we came back to it was all first class, top notch all the way. And like Stephanie said, it was not, it was right up there with the best trips we've ever been on. It was that, that dynamic, and that it was absolutely fantastic. I don't have the adjective to describe how wonderful it is. And I tell you guys, from Mr. Rip Mason's, said that he was going to come out with some similar type incentive programs, so incentive trips, next year. And if it's anything like what we just experienced in Jamaica, guys, you want to do whatever you can do, to make sure you're on those trips. It's that phenomenal.
Yeah, that sounds like you guys really had to rough it. So, again, congratulations. And for the other winners, I want to go out to Stillwater, Oklahoma, to Bronze Executive Directors David and Gene Peterman. David, are you on?
Yes, sir, Randy. We're both here. We had a blast. Enjoyed spending time with Stephanie and Jeremy. Just a class young couple. But, you know, all the people we were there with, it was phenomenal. You know, you were in Maui when we were out there, and the Maui trip, I just didn't think anything could get better. And yet, going to Jamaica and having our own, like I said, the private villas and the pool in the back and the butler and all the, it was just absolutely amazing. Gene can say a little bit more about that.
Well, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed being with Jeremy and Stephanie. We had a great time. It was so relaxing, so very beautiful, and it was a very expensive trip for Legal Shield because the food we had was phenomenal. Every place we went was just really, really nice. We had a great time.
Very much looking forward to this upcoming year's trips. And, you know, what's unbelievable is that we do business and get paid, we do. And then they throw in all the trips and we things too. So had a great time, enjoyed it.
Well, guys, we appreciate you and congratulations on winning your trips. And I know everyone on the call, we want to make sure everyone understood exactly how great these trips are so they can all shoot for them too. But to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go back to Ada, Oklahoma, to a Platinum Four Executive Director. He's a $500,000 ring earner. He's an original Millionaire Club member who continues to lead the international expansion of our More Success team within Legal Shield now for over 30 years, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I hope you can understand my voice, Randy. As you know, I've been sick with the flu, but yes, I am. And, you know, some of us had to stay home and work, but after all, we want the kids to play, don't we? You know, I'm so proud of Jeremy and Stephanie and, of course, David and Gene. And I do want to mention, though, our good friend Millie Baker's in the hospital, and our good friend Ron Kite, one of the top producers on that, just lost his mother. And, Randy, you know, this next gentleman, inspiration to me, and I'm sure inspiration for a lot of people, because over and over again when he is on the call, we have so many emails thanking us and so much information. He's a true American hero as far as I'm concerned. He comes from adverse conditions and situations to rise to the top. And in his very second year with the Legal Shield, was making over $100,000 a year. You know, 7 years later, into the Millionaire Club. You know, he's just got a whole purpose of life. He's a great family man. He's a great American. He's the RVP for the state of Utah. Excuse me, in 2 or 3, he was a top recruiter at all the company. And I could go on and on. He received a $10,000 bonus on stage at a national convention. And, you know, a guy that when I ask him, he'll just say, what can I do and when do you want me to do it? He's a real team player, the kind you want on your team. My friend, your friend, and a good American, Mr. David Hall.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate that that kind introduction. And well, man, you need to go suck down some nice warm tea or something like that, Mr. Moore. Your voice sounds like it's about ready to give out.
Well, you know, I can make a living if my jaws don't lock, but I think they're just about locked. Thank you, David, for being on.
Hey, I'm happy to be on the call, and you know, I'm listening to the Petermans and Jeremy and Stephanie describe their last week down in Jamaica, and the private chefs and the villas and the pool, and I can only imagine what the temperatures were down there. Let me tell you, my last week started off last Tuesday, which we watching the elections, and I'm not going to tell you who I voted for, but I just had a 666 feeling that it took me a few days to get over after Tuesday. And then it snowed 8 inches on my front yard, so I definitely thought that hell had froze over at that point. And to think that I was only a few sails away. I thought that my trip to Jamaica was in the bag. And just for that six-month contest, all 5 months, I'm ahead of schedule. I thought I was in the bag, and then for some of that 6 months, just, I don't know what happened. The wheels came off, did a lot lower than normal numbers, and I just missed it by a few sails, and it just killed me when I realized at the end of the month I did not qualify for that trip because I didn't hit the 10% increase volume requirement. And so, yeah, my week wasn't nearly as good. But here's what I got to tell you. Even though, my guy that I wanted to win the election didn't win the election, and even though I had 8 inches of snow on my front yard that I had to go out and shovel, even though all that happened, and I wasn't sitting in Jamaica with a bunch of great people kicking it and relaxing and enjoying all that kind of stuff, I still realize that I live in a very, very blessed world, and God is still at the helm of my life and guides and directs my family every single day. And in God's own time and God's own plan, all things will come to pass. And I have Legal Shield. I have Legal Shield to count as one of my many incredible blessings because I get to be a stay-at-home dad, and my wife is a stay-at-home mom, and we get to pick and choose what we do every single day of our life. With the exception of our mortgage, we live a debt-free life, and the future couldn't be brighter for what's going on in this company right now. I just spent the weekend with Rip Mason. Talk about a contrast, flying from Jamaica to Utah and enjoying our ice-cold weather here. And by the way, more family, Mr. Mason, just he wanted me when I told him I was going to be on the call Monday. I said, yeah, I heard you last Monday on the Moore call. In fact, they bumped me for you. They called me and asked me if I could be bumped to the 12th because they squoze you in on the 5th, and he got a chuckle out of that. He goes, I had no idea they were bumping you. I would not have let them do that. He goes, but you tell that Moore family how proud I am and how much I love them and just what great human beings they are. Will you do that, Dave? And I said, I will be sure to remember to pass your love on to the Moore family when I'm on the call. So I'm just, you know, check that off the list. Done. And, of course, you guys knew that, but I just wanted to make sure that I passed on Rip's love to you. And in talking with him, and just feeling the energy and the enthusiasm where this company is headed, I get goosebumps thinking about it. And most of you guys know my background. There's maybe some people that joined the call that don't. I'll summarize it very, very quickly. I never graduated from high school. I don't have a GED. In fact, I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to this company. And I had tried four other home-based businesses before Legal Shield. I'd failed miserably at all four of them. Lost thousands of dollars on credit cards that took me years to pay off. And I'd sworn off the home-based business industry for good. And fortunately, it was somebody on my wife's side of the family showing us Legal Shield because the other four companies came from my side of the family. And my wife had thoroughly come to the realization we couldn't trust my side of the family, but her side of the family could be trusted, so I was allowed to try one more company. And you know, as you know, Mr. Moore mentioned, our second year we made a six-figure income, and we've never looked back from there. And today we just absolutely enjoy the freedoms that we have in this great nation, and the opportunity we have to go out and build this business and share this with everybody. And I wanted to talk real quickly. I'm going to change a little. I was going to talk a little bit about consistency because I feel that's very, very important. Not to brag, but I've been in Performance Club since the day it started. And if it would have started, you know, a year earlier, you'd add 12 more months onto Performance Club. We've never coasted, and started to believe, you know, our own hype about how great we are, that we don't have to work anymore. And I see a lot of times leaders get to the point where they're just like, well, I don't need to work anymore. I've got a great team, and I can just sit here on this throne while people fan me and toss grapes in my mouth, and they go out and work all day. And I'm a strong believer that, you know, your team will not do something that you're not doing. And so I want to make sure every month I'm, you know, recruiting and producing and doing the business. And I was going to talk to you about how to keep consistency at the forefront, but in light of my conversation with Rip Mason, it made me start reflecting on my business and what happened in those first few years. And it's brought me to the conclusion that I need to make some fundamental changes in some of the things I've been doing over the last few years. Because, you know, we made executive director our 11th month in the business. And that might not sound all that impressive to some people on the phone, but back at that time you sold 75 memberships, not 50. And none of your own personal sales could count towards that 75. And none of the 75 could come out of any line that wasn't a director line. So you had to build three director lines before you could start making the run for executive director. And in 11 months, with really no structure or system, no internet, all belly-to-belly face applications that had to be filled out correctly by new people, looking back, I mean, I know I was working really hard to crank out executive director by my 11th month. And we've never, ever missed executive director since then. And I looked at, you know, what did we do before emails? What did we do before, you know, a Facebook post? What did we do before text blasting? Here's what we did. We got to know the people that we were in business with. We knew their spouse. We knew their kids. We knew their why. We knew the color of their carpet and the color of their eyes. We knew their religion. We knew everything about them, and we went to war with them to help them get their why. And slowly, over the last 13 years, I've allowed technology to be my co-pilot in a lot of my business. And I've relied on emails to get the message out. I've relied on text and posts, and become a little bit more casual in the march with my team. And I've realized that that needs to change in 2013. That's going to change dramatically with my leaders as we get back to some of those basics, because, you know, we've heard it said, you know, many, many times that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And getting an email that goes out to the whole team that's addressed, you know, Legal Shield Associates, doesn't have near the impact as someone answering the phone and hearing on the other end, hey, this is Dave. How's things going? And then a conversation, a heartfelt conversation on how's your business, let's look at the numbers, and where can I help build that number, build that business, build that gap? Where can I serve you? It just hit me like a ton of bricks that as a leader I have not stepped up to the plate as near as much as I need to. And to think that we went from nothing to exec in 11 months, and then I asked myself, well, now how many execs am I busting out? If I can do that in 11 months, you know, why haven't I busted out another 100 executive directors since then? And it's pretty evident to me that I've relied a lot on technology to do my job instead of what network marketing is supposed to be, and that's the human element, that culture. The people work so hard for recognition and appreciation and not an email. And so that's one of the things that I know that I'm going to be changing, and I'm going to be working very closely with all of the people on my team to still, there's still elements of technology that we can use, but turn this business back into what it was meant to be. And it's a people business. And to get out there and get back to those basics that got me going very, very quickly and got us that ring that second year. And one of the things that people put up, especially this time of year, for some reason or other, people put up this mental block. The week of Thanksgiving and it seems like 2 weeks before Christmas, people throw up this mental block, I'm just so busy, Thanksgiving's next week. Like you sit down and eat for a solid week or something. Like, you know, Thanksgiving is like, you know, one day. For some people, it's a half of a day. It's not a full week activity. And Christmas, you know, how long does it take your kids to open those gifts? My kids, they're like weed whackers on that gift wrap. I mean, it's like the Tasmanian devil. Those things are open within minutes of them, you know, waking up and getting mom and dad up. And next thing you know, we're cleaning up the house and throwing the wrapping paper away by noon. And then it's just playing with your toys and watching football and, you know, hanging out for the rest of the day. So why do people have this mental block that they can't work or, you know, over this block of time? Let me tell you, 13 years ago, a lady came from Texas up to Utah for Thanksgiving. And this lady had in the trunk of her car a videotape about prepaid legal. And for 4 days, she stayed at my house, slept on my bed, ate our turkey, watched football with us, and saw the lifestyle that we were living in rented real estate, low-budget furniture, very meager meals, and driving a salvaged title Geo Metro. 4 days, she watched and saw how bad things were for us. And I love her dearly. Great, great, great lady. But she could see that we were living an abundant life. We weren't enjoying the trappings of success. We were struggling to stay broke. And at the end of those 4 days, she went out to get in her car, to go home and put her suitcase in her car. And there's that video. And she said, hey, by the way, I've got something to show you. It'll take about 15 minutes. You may or may not be interested. We went back in the house, sat down, watched a 15-minute video, and that changed our life. And we said, yes. We filled out the paperwork, and she took it back to Texas and then mailed it in from Texas. Now, here's the funny thing about that. She was our guest for Thanksgiving. Today, over 20,000 associates have joined that team because she took the chance of sharing a DVD with a Thanksgiving guest. The people who invited her over, she shared it with them, and over 20,000 people have filled out associate applications since that time. It spins off a very generous six-figure residual income today, because she shared it with the people who invited her over for Thanksgiving. Now, how would you like to have all those statistics on your team? How would you like a six-figure residual income today? If you would have shared that video with me 13 years ago, that would be your story. So now the question is, who are you having Thanksgiving with this year? And have you already written them off as not interested in Legal Shield? Have you already discounted their ability to do the business or worried about what they might think of you if you give them something? She could have. What would my life and six kids be tonight on my income without a high school diploma? if she didn't take that chance and share it with me. How do you think I feel about her tonight? Let me tell you. I thank God every single night when I get on my knees for the lady who introduced this business. There is not a single prayer that is offered up for me and my wife in this home where we don't thank God for our business. And that will continue until the day I no longer am alive. That's how important that lady is to this family. Because she pulled it out, yes, at Thanksgiving. And sometimes people think, oh, I don't want to do it at Thanksgiving. It's the wrong time. It's one of the things I'm most thankful for in my life, next to my religion and my family, is this freedom that we have because of this business. Please do not discount the people you are about to give thanks with and think that they don't deserve this. Even the ones who say it's not for me, if done properly, will respect you and give you referrals. I've gotten countless referrals, and so has every leader on this call, from people who said, hey, thanks, it's not for me. And then a few weeks later, a few months later, they call up and say, I've got a neighbor. I've got a coworker. I go to church with a young lady who needs some help. Could I pass this information on to her, or would you be willing to give her a call? People like to help other people when they find out that they have a legal problem and they know their only other option is $300 an hour. They're happy to refer out your name because you did it in love, caring for them, genuinely caring for them, even though they felt it's not for them right then. My own mom, many people have heard the story, told me no for 10 months. 10 months. She told me, no, it's not for me. But she saw that I was staying the course. I wasn't going to quit no matter what. She revisited the opportunity, changed her mind. And today, you know, last year, quit about $85,000 with this business. I fully intend in 2013 to see her get her six-figure ring. Now, how many other companies can say they can take someone at retirement age, start a career with them, and within a few years, have them have a six-figure residual income that is willable to their kids and grandkids when they leave this life? Yeah, I can't think of any companies either. And my mom's also been able to travel with us on those incredible vacations you heard about earlier. She gets an incredible $500 a month car allowance from this generous company, all because somebody took the chance and shared it with her. And so my invitation to each and every one of you is you're going to be seeing family, friends, neighbors for Thanksgiving next week. Are you fully equipped to give each and every one of them something that has changed your life, a DVD about this company, and invite them to take a look at it? And it's fun. I'll follow up with you in a couple of days and see what you thought. And if you're not, and I question, are you really in the company? Are you really here? Because so many thousands of people's lives are changed because somebody planted one seed at some point. And that one seed that you plant with one person could generate thousands of people having financial security a few years down the road because one person at some point planted that seed. And I don't know the full genealogy on how it happened, but at some point, Ken Moore planted one seed with somebody, somewhere, who it led to another person, to another person, to another person, to another person, eventually worked its way down through Kyle Kimbrell and Rex O'Galley and Jeff Hughes and all those names, and eventually that video tape was played on my VCR. But somewhere, Ken planted that seed. And today, my kids grow up in an entirely different world. Mr. Moore, it's taken me a lot of time that you gave me. I appreciate the invitation to be on this call. And you know, if I don't talk to you and your family before Thanksgiving, I want to make sure I personally wish you guys a happy and a merry Thanksgiving, because you are part of the reason why I'm thankful for what we have in this business today. So with that, I'm going to pass the call back to you.
And we're very thankful for you and your family. You hit everything directly on the head. I mean, just fantastic, Dave. Appreciate everything you do, and I will be talking to you before Thanksgiving. God bless you, my friend, and I'll turn it back to Randy.
I appreciate you and your lovely wife, Wendy, and you guys have been awesome team players. We appreciate all you do, and we're looking forward to when your mom does get her $100,000 ring, and I know Miss Sally Gilbert will do it. I have no doubt in my mind. She has what it takes, and appreciate you so much. Thank you for being on tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Moore, I guess with that, we'll go ahead and end the call. Did you have one last word before we go?
But just a great call, Randy. You know, he did so many things that I've done, supporting the emails, everything is wonderful, absolutely fantastic. But the truth is, Mr. Stone is a personal touch. Let's keep in contact as much as possible. I realize sometimes the emails are necessary, we do them ourselves. But when we can, let's don't ever forget the personal touch. I know when I was a child and people come to town in wagons and come by the old country roads where he's at, they always pulled over and they stopped and they talked on the way home, and probably took them a lot longer to get home. But, you know, they were traveling slow, and now they got fast cars and TVs and cell phones, and we don't have time to say hello to their neighbor. So let's do this. Let's just keep America strong, keep putting God first, our family second, legal shield third, and Mr. Larry Smith will be our speaker next Monday night. So God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.